This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, and good afternoon. Well, in honor of National FFA Week, today we'll be visiting with a member of the Highland FFA chapter. Alicia Kloss is an officer for the chapter, and she's going to tell us about an FFA member auction the group has planned for March 2nd at the high school. Alicia, I know we've talked once before, but if you could just start out by giving us a little bit of background info about yourself and your role with the FFA chapter.
Okay, so again, my name is Alicia Kloss, and I am the Highland FFA president. This is my fourth year in FFA, and I have two record books, one of which is on ag services, and the other one is on turf management. So we're just looking to... I plan to continue my future in FFA after I graduate, so we'll see where that goes.
Well, sounds great. Always good to continue in an organization that you like so much. How are things going for the FFA chapter this year? Have you guys competed in many contests or had any events?
We have. So this coming Friday tonight, actually, we're going to Edwardsville for a section lock-in. But before that, we had a couple of competitions that we did fairly well at, one of which was meats dredging. And then we have our auction, which is March 2nd, and then after that, we have our banquet coming up, and that will end our year for this year.
Well, sounds like you've had a busy year so far, and I want to talk to you a little more about the auction coming up. You said that's on March 2nd, so give us some of the details. What are you auctioning, and what time does it start, and that sort of thing?
Okay, so again, it is March 2nd, which is a Thursday, and it is at the Highland High School in the kennel area, and it starts at 6 p.m., and we have a free chili dinner that starts at 6:30. And what we really do is we auction off our FFA members to... it's kind of like a fundraiser. It's our biggest fundraiser for the year, which goes to help for transportation fees, to the competitions we go to. A lot, it's our main money maker for our banquet. So really what we do is we auction off our members for 4 hours of work, and our bidders come and bid on them. And, yeah, that's really what we do.
So I think this is a great time of year because the grass is going to start growing pretty soon. We're going to want to be cleaning up outside. So is that some of the work that FFA members have done in the past?
Yes. The range of work can do anything. Farm work, housework, anything you need them to do.
Well, sounds good. So what time does the auction get started? And kind of tell us a little bit more about the bidding process. Is it like a typical auction where you just raise your hand and say, I want to buy this person? Or how is it priced and that sort of thing?
Okay, so our doors open at 6 p.m. and the chili dinner starts at 6:30. And through dinner, we have you can sign up for bidding cards. And then you go into the kennel, and a student will step up onto, it's like a platform, and then if you want to bid on them, you keep raising your card, and it's on an hourly basis. So at the end, you pay on the hour.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good idea, a great way to raise some money, and I know a great way to offer some help around the community. I think you're also having a food drive at the dinner auction as well.
We are. So a little tradition we always do every year is we have people bring in canned food or non-perishable items for the Highland Food Pantry. And then after the auction, we kind of continue it throughout school. And then once we have enough, we take it to the Highland Food Pantry.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a great event. And Alicia, before we wrap up, just remind us again, I know you've already told us, but date, time, and where people need to go to participate in the auction.
Okay, our Highland FFA auction is March 2nd, which is a Thursday, and it is in the Highland High School Commons, and it starts at 6 p.m., and dinner starts at 6:30.
Alicia Kloss, the Highland FFA chapter president, and we'll be back with more ag news after these messages. The Illinois Beef Expo kicked things off today in Springfield at the State Fairgrounds. The trade show opened this morning at 8 a.m. and will run until 4:30 this afternoon. The Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale started at 11 a.m. in the Livestock Center. Angus Sale Cattle Check-In starts at 1 p.m. Hereford Sale Cattle Check-In starts at 2, and Junior Cattle and Tack are allowed on the fairgrounds starting at 5 p.m. The trade show will be open the rest of the week, including Sunday, and for more information on the schedule of events, you can visit IllinoisBeefExpo.com. In some national ag news, Bayer Ag CEO Warner Bauman says he expects the Bayer-Monsanto deal will close by the end of this year. Bauman says he's confident the planned $57 billion acquisition of Monsanto would overcome any regulatory obstacles and close by the end of the year, despite delays with U.S. and European antitrust authorities, according to a report by Dow Jones. Bauman made the comments during Bayer's annual earnings conference. Bayer filed for approval with the Justice Department for the agreement at the end of last year, but has put off filing for regulatory approval with the European Commission until the second quarter of this year. The delay, according to Bayer, follows a request by officials for new documents regarding the transaction. The merger would create the world's top supplier by sales of both seeds and pesticides, creating a one-stop solution for farmers that regulators could see as undermining competition. However, President Trump has touted the deal because of Bayer's commitment to creating new jobs in the United States. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.